Welcome to Celebration Community Church's Sunday Sermon Series. Celebration is located in San Jose, California. We would love to have you join us on Sunday morning. Find out more at www.celebratejesus.net or call our office at 408-225-1000. Now, enjoy the message.
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we might sing for joy and be glad all of our day. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hand. The Lord said that in 2016, are you there? Switch. We having complications? Go ahead. Just switch it. Here we go. Until we get back to the video, we have to work it in tandem here. 2016, the Lord says, this is a year of grace and mercy. And then what we're seeing here, grace and mercy, change it. Oh, I can't, no, I have to go backwards. Just hang in there. We'll get to the good stuff. Exodus chapter 33, 18 and 20 says this, and he, Moses, said, please show me your glory. That was what we just sensed a little bit. There was just like just a little bit of the Spirit beginning to settle down. Wait till you see when it really comes. You know what happens in that place? You can't stand up. Interesting. I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And Ephesians 1, 18, 20 says, my prayer is that understanding will flood your heart. And please listen to this. My prayer is that understanding will flood your heart and that you will understand the hope that was given to you when God chose you. Then you will discover the glorious blessings that will be yours together with all of God's people. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for us followers. It is the same wonderful power he used when he raised Christ from death and let him sit at the right side in heaven. Say that, Lord, show us your glory. Say it out loud. Lord, show us your glory. Father, that's our heart's cry. And we're asking in Jesus' name that you would receive our praise and expand our capacities to worship you. We want to be a part of what you're doing, and we claim that together in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 You can be seated. I have been, and I'm going to set this up. I have been saying for these last number of months that there is a stirring about ready, there's a stirring about something that's about ready to be released in the church. And because of the signs that we see happening, and I'm not going through this, but as we have seen the deterioration process in this nation and around the world lining up with Scripture, that God says, when you see these things, take hope. He doesn't say get despairing. And if you understand, if you as a Christian don't understand the process, you will be there will be a temptation or a tendency to be despairing in what's going on. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, isn't there? And it's not good stuff. But the Lord never allows the enemy to move, or the enemy is not allowed to move without God bringing a revelation to his church and for those who have understanding. And I'm going to be teaching coming up next time. I have no idea what we're going to go after this, but God knows, and he's the boss. How many know you do what the boss says, right? But I've been talking about some of the things that are being stirred up in what God is about ready to do. And that's why I say he needs you. He needs us. What I want to share with you is an interview by Lou Engle, with Lou Engle. I met probably 15 years ago. Probably one of the most powerful prayer people that I know. He's set up The Call, which was a prayer movement where the youth were really involved. And what they would do, they would fast and pray for God to move. Thousands and thousands, filling up all kinds of stadiums all around the world. And I can say one thing about this man. Not only is he a godly man, he's plugged in. And when we saw the interview, what it did is, again, another explanation of confirmation about what God is doing. How many people ever watched the 700 Club? If you haven't watched it, this is the 700 Club. When it first started some years ago, is when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit through the ministry of the 700 Club. And it's good, solid. So what I want you to do is, it's not a long video, but I want you to see this interview and for you to sense what's unfolding and what's coming up through this, even just one source, whether it's multiplied sources now. So let's go ahead and show the video. Thank you.
With 100,000 other believers, and you're all there to celebrate one of the biggest events in modern Christian history. Here's the good news. This can be a reality, all courtesy of Lou Engle's latest mega event.
Lou Engle has been organizing large prayer rallies since 1999. He is the co-founder of The Call, a prayer movement where hundreds of thousands of people gather for prayer, fasting, and worship. On April 9th in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, The Call will hold a prayer rally called Azusa Now. The event will be held on the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Outpouring, the beginning of the Pentecostal charismatic movement in the U.S. Lou is praying this event will help to start a great awakening in America that will turn people back to God.
And Lou Engle is here with us now. Lou, my friend, good to see you.
Wendy, it's so good to see you. You were with us 16 years ago when the first call took place, and it's a blessing to be with you.
On the mall in D.C., 500,000 people. I was, yeah, amazing, amazing. I've been following you for a while. So, but anyway, this is Azusa Street event is coming up April 9th. Is to commemorate the first one that happened 100 years ago. A lot of folks might not have heard about Azusa Street. What happened there?
Well, what happened was an African-American man named William Seymour came from Houston. He was seeking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God fell in 1906 in a small group of believers. That tongue of fire erupted on the place called Azusa Street, and it spread all over the world. It was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it was they said the color line was washed away in the blood. It united the body of Christ and all those races. Could God do such a thing again?
How long did it last, and why did it end?
Well, it actually went to about 1916.
Okay.
And it really, it was partly racial division in the body of Christ that actually ended it. And so, but we believe that God's bringing these things back again because he wants to make us one.
So before it ended, though, William Seymour and someone else had a prophecy that's pertinent to today. Tell us about that.
It was somewhere between 1909 and 1913. He prophesied that in 100 years, a revival far eclipsing Azusa Street would take place. Maria Woodworth Edder, the healing revivalist, prophesied the same thing. I've just run into a man in Africa that has 10 million people have been praying that prophecy for 3 years. And God, it's time. We believe we're in the season of a great outpouring of the Spirit.
Because if I do my math correct, it's 100 years later.
Yeah, we're like, in that moment
like
right
exactly.
Now. Like Daniel, when he yeah. knew it was time, he set his face to fast and pray to see that prophecy fulfilled.
And, okay, this is happening April 9th. You said you've got about 1,000 people a day signing up to come to California.
It's been extraordinary. Something's happening. I think there's a sense in the Spirit all over the globe, but in America, in the church, there's this expectancy that God is getting ready to move again. And we're excited that this could be a flashpoint I don't think it's the beginning. I think it's just a flashpoint
of
encouraging and releasing power and signs and wonders.
Well, you're most known for the call prayer movement. And as you mentioned, I was with you back when it started back in D.C. It was an incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Then we had 9/11. You moved up to 9/11. You moved up to Boston, New York. There's so many of
Nashville,
them.
777.
Nashville. You even had one in Jerusalem in 2008. I went to that one. It was incredible. And you've called this a John the Baptist type of movement. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, before it started, I had a dream in which I was overwhelmed with the impossibility of seeing America turn back to God. But in the dream, a scroll rolled down before me, and it said, "And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the rebellious to the wisdom of the righteous." And in the dream, I just knew the Lord was saying that this was it's not a John the Baptist, but it had that fasting, praying, Nazarite kind of deal. We've done that for 16 years, but maybe I could say this, Wendy. It was 4 years ago, these YWAMers, Youth with a Mission leader guys, came into my living room and said, "There's coming a shift to the call, and it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel, signs and wonders, and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle's coming on the nation." It shocked me. For 2 days, we prayed. As we're closing our time, this prophet from Nashville calls my friend who's in the meeting. He says, "Do you know where Lou Engle is? Tell him I had a visitation last night. Tell him there's coming a shift to the call, and it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel, signs and wonders, and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle." From that point on, I felt like the Lord say, "Lou, there's coming a shift from this John the Baptist. We're headed to a Jesus movement." Because the last word of John was not "prepare the way of the Lord." It was "behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and power." I believe we're in a new day. We're headed to a new Jesus movement in America.
You know, and I know you get a lot of dreams, a lot of very prophetic dreams. And the inspiration for this Azusa Street revival came in a dream, right?
It was stunning. I had gotten reconciled with the leader of the Azusa Street mission, and he said, the call of Azusa Street is still waiting for you. And then the Lord spoke to me to look up April 9, 2016, the 110th anniversary. It's a Saturday. I looked it up. It's a Saturday. So I called my friend, who's been like a prophet to me for 31 years, and he said, "I had a dream. In this dream, I had to buy 5 sets of 5 plane tickets. I think it's Grace. And in this dream, we could only fly United Airlines." And he knew that the only way the church can fly right now, we must be united. Because only a united church can heal a divided nation. Mm-hmm. He said, "I was so concerned I'd missed the flight that I looked up the dates of the tickets. And it was in 1,080 days. He woke up out of the dream. He looked up 1,080 days, April 9th. 2016, the 110th anniversary of Azusa Street. I believe it's time again for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Lou, what can happen when this many believers, how many are you expecting in, is it Pasadena?
Yes, it's in the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
How many, and what can happen? What can God do when tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of believers gather together for one day?
One shall put 1,000 to flight. 10,000. What happens if 100,000 or 70,000 gather together? We're going to pray from 7 o'clock in the morning. We're praying for unity, bringing the streams and the races together, because Acts 2:1 precedes Acts 2:2. They were all together in one place in one accord, and then suddenly out of heaven. And then that afternoon, we're going to pray for signs and wonders with the Bethel movement. Many of the healing revivalists are gathering. We're believing for incurable diseases to be healed and proclamation of the gospel that night. I'm making that shift with the call right now.
Will there be prayers going forth for our elections or things?
We're not going to make that the main point. Right. We will pray for our nation. We'll pray for the elections, but that's not the main point. I believe the hope for America is a great spiritual awakening.
All right. Well, Lou, how can people get involved in this?
Go to AzusaNow2016.com. Get all the information. Begin to fast and pray right now. Let's not go for an event. Let's go for a massive breakthrough across the nation. That would be incredible.
It will be incredible. And I know, because I've been to many of your prayer events, and God uses you in a mighty way. And I hope I'm going to be there. We'll see.
If you're there, It'd be awesome for you to pray. I give you an invitation.
There you go. All right. Everybody heard it. All right. Lou Engle is leading Azusa Now 2016, the event happening on April 9th in Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Tickets are free of charge, and you can register or learn more about this event by going to their website. Again, AzusaNow2016.com. Lou, you're an inspiration. God bless you.
I love you. You bless you.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, I hope that stirs you, because this is one of the many things that God is, one of the examples, many examples of God breathing upon this nation. And just like something was very important that was said, are we going to be praying for our nation? And he says that's not going to be the major focus. What God is doing and saying is that in order for the nation to be restored, the church has to be the agent through which that happens. God needs that point of contact on earth. Of course, you're staying, right? Might as well stay for the rest. God needs that contact point on earth so that he can answer prayers. But when you get people who have committed themselves as prayer warriors to bombard heaven. I remember one of the things that probably the most exciting things that I've ever been at was at the Oakland Coliseum when the movement of Promise Keepers, the men's ministry that swept the nation, and we were in the Oakland Coliseum a couple times, and you see 50,000, 60,000 men worshiping the Lord. And then whoever was the MC said, now, let's have a moment of silence. And 60,000 plus men, the place, and you could just sense just the kabod, the weight of God come into that place. The interesting thing about it was that they had to use union people. They couldn't, we said, you know, we'll take care of them. No, we have to have union people stand by the doors and all this kind of thing and in the concession stands and all that kind. They became our focus of ministry. And these people watched as 60,000 men from all over come and not only worship the Lord, but there was nothing. Oakland Coliseum, I mean, you know who plays at the Oakland Coliseum, okay? I don't want to offend anybody, but it was quite different, okay? I do too. That's my second one. But men who were just completely just focusing in on the Lord. And do you know, if you've been to a game at the Oakland Coliseum, at the end it looks like a cyclone had hit it. Do you know that there wasn't one piece of paper left anywhere? The place was spotless. And these people going, oh, I don't know. Well, that's what happens on earth as it is in heaven. And what we were doing, we were agreeing with God so he could move. And that men's ministry literally swept, as I said, this nation. And you know why? You know why? For the same principle that happens, what's been sharing this morning. In order for the church to be the church, the basic principle of the family has to come into order. And who's the head of the family? The man, the husband, the father. And up till that time, for the most part, the men, as back there in the macho times, We had all this kind of cool stuff. And the women were responsible for the children going to church. And that's the way it had been for years and years and years and years and years. But in order for the... See, what's happening is it's unfolding. Things are unfolding. And men, a million men went to Washington, D.C. And praise God. A million standing, honoring God. And you know what? After they left, there wasn't a piece of paper on the ground. God works in orders. The men, in order for the church to operate correctly, the family has to operate correctly. In order for the family to operate correctly, the priest has to operate correctly. Because if you've been to any of my marriage seminars or premarital counseling, whatever, it's the priest that covers the woman. She is functioning. She is released in her ministry by the covering, the spiritual covering of the priest. If she is left to cover herself, then she is put in a place where it is a contentious time and never, never is able to function to her highest ability. Now, with single ladies, what we do is we are the church, me, us. We are the covering for the single women. But in order for the family to come together, the men had to come together, get their act together. And then the family began to, we begin to see some things. That's why the enemy has gone after the family, to redefine marriage, to redefine all the things, to take the children and cause a rebellion against authority. There's a spirit of rebellion in this nation. And God's saying, I need my bride, the church, to be the instrument through which I can release the river of God and to heal the nation. And that's why we pray for our nation. And we pray. I'm very involved with this, and you know it, because it's from the spiritual side. How many people watch any of the news this past week? You see in Chicago where there's absolute bedlam. Absolute bedlam going on. People are being paid to disrupt. That's their job. I'm an anarchist. I was back, by the way. How many people remember the Democratic Convention or read about it, for some of you younger people, in Chicago in 1968? When the cops and the people, and they start yelling, the whole world's watching, the whole world, and it was absolute chaos. The whole town was turned upside down. I was going to school at that time in Chicago. I was riding home in a bus at night after my job, 12 o'clock at night. Next thing I know, the bus, it's being, rocks are just crashing all around and stuff. And here, the United States. God loves this country, and He loves what we have done by His Spirit. That's what's so great about America. We have touched the world with a revelation of Jesus Christ. More missionaries, more money spent, more helping situations going around the world. And that's why there's been a purpose to try to redefine who we are. And now we're laughed at or mocked. But the Lord says, in the last days, I'm going to raise up a spirit of righteousness. I'm not talking about perfection. Where there's going to be, again, a coming together with purpose. And that's why the church, how many people know what I'm talking about, the church? That's us. And God says, if you will allow me, if you will allow me, I need you. I need you to be an instrument. And should the Lord tarry, wouldn't it be awesome to have a nation that's allowed to bring their Bibles to work? Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to know that our teachers are teaching things that are lined up with God's Word, not completely contradictory to it, Common Core? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to, again, see this nation around the world being respected again? When we were overseas, in the military, I spent a lot of years overseas, and they would say to us, American, you're an American. And they looked up to us. And then Vietnam happened, and everything went down the tubes. But again, the responsibility to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church is individually. And when the individuals come together, the church comes together, the lampstand. And when the church begins to come together in unity, welcoming the Holy Spirit's release, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, then what we do is we go, like I've been talking about, into the highways and byways and impact the world with the love and the light of Christ. I'm not suggesting that anybody go, that's up to you. And I think it's free, so we're not talking about soliciting funds. But what I wanted you to see is to feel that stirring in your spirit, man, that not only what I've been saying is true, but there's a wave that's building. And we get to take part of it. You get to take part in it if we will allow. I know I'm going. And I'll do everything I possibly can to get behind you with my poker, my staff, to prod you on. That's what we're supposed to do. Provoke one another to good works. So we might have to provoke. But let me tell you something. When you taste to see how good the Lord is, and just a little bit, just like that much this morning, it changes your life. It changes your life. You going to say amen? We're just going to end like this. Stand with me. Remember, next week, a very, very special brunch. And there's some announcements that we're going to be sharing. Shared some with you already. But you don't want to miss it. How many people feel good this morning? Well, it's this afternoon. No, it's not. It's still morning. I can go another hour. Take your neighbor's hand and let's agree together. Father, I thank you. And I pray for my brother and my sister. I pray, Lord, that the stirring that your desire to release upon us, that there'll be nothing but a great big target to be filled to overflowing, that they might feel that stirring in their spirit, man, that saying, I've called you to the kingdom for such a time as this. And I say again, declare it, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I pray, Father, for those here and those that are listening, that they become pliable, the clay that you, the potter, can fashion. I claim that for them, Lord. And for all those around this nation who are being stirred in their spirit to say, come, Lord Jesus. Let your neighbor's hand go. Lift your hands before the Lord. Father, I release that anointing for thirsty, for hunger. Keep thirsty. Holy Spirit, let there be just a settling in and a yielding. Let there be, let the fresh revelation come. I pray peace. I pray your presence. I pray your provision. I pray health and safety. I pray prosperity. I pray anointing upon you. Now may the favor of the Lord, our God, rest upon us and rest upon you. Establish the work of your hands. Yes, establish the work of your hands. And we, in agreement on earth as it is in heaven, say amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. Turn around and give somebody a hug. This amen. Have a tremendous week in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday sermon series. Pastor Babish is available for personal pastoral counseling. Tab, link to pastoral counseling on homepage. For any additional information, contact us at...